The church celebrates today, as we know from our calendar, the feast of the great deacon and martyr, St. Lawrence. A few days ago, I think it was Friday, we celebrated as an optional feast, the feast of Pope St. Sixtus II and his companions. Well, they were martyrs. They were put to death as they were captured offering mass for those who had been martyred before them in one of the Christian cemeteries in the city of Rome, and they were actually put to death right there on the spot. Those companions of Pope St. Sixtus were four other deacons who were assisting him. Lawrence was not with them. The Pope had put Lawrence in charge of really administering all of the charitable and material works of the Church of Rome. But he too was captured. And when you read of his life and his martyrdom, you have to be struck by how Lawrence and all of these Christians really took to heart what Jesus says in this gospel. He who loses his life in this world preserves it, of course. And if you, whoever serves me must follow me. Well, that was their life, serving Christ in and through his church. And they did so to the point of giving up their earthly lives, submitting to death, so as not in any way to betray Christ, in whom they had their faith and in whom they loved and served. And Lawrence, as the Pope and his brother deacons, was martyred. His martyrdom is well recorded, and there's a bit of humor to his martyrdom, but that isn't the point of the recording of the martyrdom. It's laying down his life following Christ, because that's what was all important. The church honors St. Lawrence, as it does all the martyr saints. And when we celebrate these feasts, the church is asking us, in our own daily lives, how willing are we to lay down our lives figuratively and literally for the love of Christ and his church? It's always good for us to reflect on that. Our sufferings, our circumstances may be different, but the demand of the life of faith is always the same. It is Christ in his church whom we serve, and which is supposed to be for us first.